At the beginning of the 2019 legislative session, members of the Texas House will elect a speaker to lead them over the next 2 years. Several candidates have stepped into the contest, and the newest contender is Republican State Rep. Four Price from Amarillo. He joins five other Republicans and one Democrat. Mark Jones, political science professor at Rice University, predicts the next speaker will be more conservative than the last one, Joe Strauss, a San Antonio Republican.
We're certainly going to get someone who's more conservative than Joe Strauss because you'd have to get a Democrat to get someone who's less conservative.
Jones says this next election will be different. House Republicans will debate and vote in private before the full House votes.
The decision by the Republicans to make to have at least an initial vote in the caucus is causing the moderate or centrist Republicans to begin jockeying for position. Their goal is going to be to try to pick off enough support in the middle of the Republican Party. That is, people who are neither Team Strauss nor the Freedom Caucus in an attempt to cobble together the majority that they'd like to have.
But Jones says if Republicans choose a far-right candidate, that might lead to resistance among House moderates, ultimately leading to an election of another moderate speaker, which is what happened in 2009.
This group of Republicans will side with Democrats to repeat 2009, where an alliance of a small number of Republicans allied with a majority of Democrats to elect Speaker Strauss.
Trey Martinez-Fisher, a Democrat trying to win back his old San Antonio seat, says Democratic support for the next speaker is every bit as important as what the House Republican caucus decides.
It is mathematically impossible for anyone to be elected speaker today, given the number of people in this race, without considerable support from Democrats.
Martinez-Fisher would like to speed up the process for selecting a candidate. He has urged any prospective candidates to announce their intentions as soon as possible and to push for debates and a vetting process before lawmakers return in January.
So we really have less than 60 days from the time the elections come to the time members take the oath of office to get things done. There's no realistic way to try and have a discussion about who is going to be the next leader and presiding officer of the Texas House in that time frame.
For Price joins Republicans Travis McLarty, Tan Parker, Drew Darby, Phil King, and John Zerwas, and Democrat Eric Johnson in the speaker's race. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.